Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Don't be ignorant. Don't think you know it all when you don't know anything. I mean, I'm the only one who gets to pretend to do that. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. For some of you who send me emails right after a segment, look, I can't answer them. Head up to the website. After the show, we post all that stuff. And so you can grab the podcast. You can do whatever you want to do. You can get to it. And but I want to, you know what? I love doing this stuff. You know what we do for the old guard, right? For the people that have been around us that know what's going on. Gina, I don't need to know how old you are. Actually, I don't want to know how old you are because that's probably not the topic of the moment. But Paul McCartney has a birthday wish. Happy birthday, Gina. May you have like 600 more. No, seriously, we want you around for a long time. Because, you know, if I lose a listener or two... I lose a big part of the listening audience. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, hope you have a great day. Hope you had a great day. And many, 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 many more happy birthdays to you. Anyhow, and thanks for listening. I do. I honestly appreciate you. For you new people that haven't listened that often, that's what we do when you're involved and engaged with the show. And I know who you are and you've been in the chat room and all that. And I just love just spending the few minutes with you and wishing you a many, 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 many more. All right. So anyway, I won't say it's a downer, but it is something we need to talk about. And I know some of you get so mad at me when I talk about these issues. I don't care. I don't care because I think we've been sold a bill of goods and you've fallen into the line of believing that, you know, dope is okay and the vaping is okay. Look, here's my joke. If when you believe in God or Mother Nature, your lungs were never designed for water. It doesn't work that way unless you're a whale. If you're a whale or, you know, anything along those lines, you know, you're a fish. Yeah, you got to get water in there. But that's not what we were designed for. If you'd really believe that simply, you know, this vaping hype that's been sold is going to keep you from smoking, the e-cigs. I think it's really funny how San Francisco has banned e-cigs, but tobacco's fine. Can anybody help me? I'm obviously not smart enough to figure this out. I would love some help with that. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a live chat room going on up there for some of you who don't want anything to do with Facebook. We also have a live Facebook feed. If you want to be notified, I mean, some of you like the emails and you're okay with the emails, but a lot of you don't. So simply sign up for the text alerts, right? You get a text alert by texting TRS to 77222. TRS is 77222. If you have any problems with any of that, you can send me an email, joe@therealside, or grab the apps. I make it easy for you. I mean, I make it so easy for you. Grab the apps. We have Apple apps and Android apps, and you can get them there as well, and you can get the show live. You can get the podcast. You can write me messages, send me messages during the show, or you can call directly from the app. Anyway, so we've been talking about this for a while. And most of you know that I'm a trustee on a school board, Board of Education, some of you would call it. And for years, I've been watching this happen. I've been watching how much this has become we thought it was a fad. It's not a fad anymore. They're all doing it. And now one of the games in some of the classrooms is they try to take a puff, a hit, whatever, off the vaping device. And they're little. They're like the size of your, some of them are the size of your, like your thumb. And the goal is to do it before the teacher turns around and sees you. Because you, unless they've got an odor to them, unless they've got a fragrance to them, you don't really smell them. And it's not like smoke where it rises and it hangs out. It's vapor, so it falls and it dissipates pretty quick. So they turned it into a game. But now you see what happened. We've got more and more young people. And that's the other thing, too. Young people, they don't know any better. And you parents, why aren't you stepping up and going, whoa, 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 whoa. I've been around a little longer than you. This doesn't sound right to me. Let me check into it. But you don't want little Johnny, little Susie to feel left out. And you've seen what's happened. And these companies that put this stuff out, that put the fragrances out or put whatever the mixes are out, they don't care about your kids. They care about the almighty green dollar. Let's just be honest about it. Right? They've got to pay their stockholders. The idea is to make some money. And like we do with a lot of things, what's the big whoop? Let's just jump into it and see what happens. But when it comes to your kids especially, you should never just see what happens. So we come back in a little bit from the break. And some of you who just want to write me nasties during the show, when we start talking about dope and all this other stuff, just, you know what, there's 3,000 other shows out there. Tune into one of them, because I'm just going to blow you off anyhow. You need to get engaged. You need to get, and you need to get informed. And if you keep saying that this dope is not hurting our kids, do some more research. If you think this vaping isn't hurting the kids, do some more research. See, they can't hide it anymore. These kids are getting sick and they're getting hurt all over the place. You can't hide it anymore. And as I said to you in the last segment, when I had the tax expert on, I'm not the expert in these areas. I don't vape. I don't smoke. I don't smoke dope anymore. I make fun about crack, but I never go near it. And I make fun about crack because some of these legislators got to be smoking crack. Nobody's born this stupid. You know what I'm saying? Show me senior host. Terry Quash is going to join me after the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Put the vaping device away because you're not going to like what we have to say. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5569. Now, look, at if you're all doped up, you can never dance to a song like that, okay? You'd really look like one of those little spastic guys from the 70s where his hands are all over the place and all that. You know, remember those guys on the dance floor? Come on, girls. You know. You know what I used to love about the 70s? You ladies would all sit around and say, come on, get up there and dance. We won't make fun of you. And then people would be up there dancing, and what were you doing? You were sitting there making fun of them. So what made you think I was going to get up there and start dancing? You're out of your mind. Anyway, Kerry Quashin joins me, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with me because I got to tell you, when it comes to, you know, what are you, 37, 107 years sober? How long? Oh, hold on.
39.
Turn your mic on.
38, Christmas Eve, 39.
30, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good for you.
It's a long time, isn't it?
So, yes, it's a very long time.
When I hit 40, I'll change knob, just play.
Do what I do. Make it an anniversary. I celebrated my 31st anniversary of my 29th birthday. See that?
Very happy birthday. Congratulations. How cool is that?
Nobody thought I was going to make it. There's a lot of people that think I was going to make it to this age.
Yes,
so,
I'm with you on that.
But you know, Carrie, it's you and I were talking during a break, and I said, it is infuriating and amazing at the same time of the amount of grief I get when we do these shows.
Right.
Go ahead. I mean, parents who think that there's nothing wrong with the dope of today.
Well, you know what, Joe? Of course they're going to give you grief because they don't want to fight the battle. And that's really where we're at today, is parents don't want to fight the battle. It's crazy. I was at a group last night here in Santa Clarita, right? And we had, I think, 60, 70 kids and 50 parents at least. And they're all there for the same stuff, vaping, pot, that kinds of stuff. And it's crazy because I was talking to the parents and all these, I've been doing these groups for almost 40 years. And I used to say the same thing, not all kids use drugs. You know, all the kids that your kids hang out with do. But now, you know what? I don't say that anymore, Joe. They're all doing it.
Yep.
Because you're right. They're not fighting the fight anymore. The parents are surrendering, which means we are in the midst. I'm telling you, this is going to blow up on this country. Guarantee it. Mark my words. We're in the midst of, I call the next public health crisis. And that's adolescence and vaping, adolescence and tobacco, adolescence and pot. And I can't believe, I'm talking to people who use drugs right now, right? I can't believe that you are okay with your 14-year-old vaping, using tobacco, and smoking pot. To me, I have a really hard time with that.
Well, again, most of these old-timers from my day, they think of the pot as it was back in the 60s, you know, back in the early 70s. It's nothing like that.
No, it's not even close. And you know what? They're not even really smoking it anymore. They're vaping it. They're eating it. I mean, they're gummy bears. There's chocolate cookies and Oreos that are made with THC. And this stuff is almost 100% THC. And you're talking, I'm not even, adults, do what you want. I mean, I could tell you that I got adults going into my treatment. I own rehabs. I have adults wanting to check in because they're addicted to pot. For sure, for real, no joke. But do what you want. You're an adult. But what are you going to allow your 14, 13, 15-year-old children, babies, to smoke this stuff and put it in their lungs?
Amazing.
It's incredible. It just blows my mind.
But again, I want to believe, to your point, they don't want to fight, but I also want to believe that they're ignorant. They really are thinking of their days in school.
Right.
Threw a couple of beers back on Friday night after they got their paycheck, smoked a doobie or two, and that was it. That was their weekend.
It's bigger than that, though. It's society as a whole right now. It became, for the government, it became money.
Oh, yeah.
And for everyone else, it just became part of the deal. Okay, it's legal, and everyone's doing it, and why not? I'd rather see my kid smoke pot than shoot heroin, of course. I'd rather see my kid smoke pot than drink tequila. Come on. Is one better than the other?
Apparently.
Apparently, in everyone's mind. But that's where we're at today in society. People gave up and just surrendered to the fact that it's only pot.
You know, what really bothers me, too, about all this is... You and I, and I'll just jump into this, we've now had deaths from vaping.
Yes.
And I've talked to a few people about it. Oh, yeah, but that's because they mixed it with this or they mixed it with... Look, it's still vaping, okay? Right. You're still putting something in your body that your body doesn't want. It wants oxygen. Yeah. Your lungs want real oxygen.
How can anyone have an argument against putting something in your lungs and, I mean, putting what... It should be air. You're putting something with tobacco, THC. Who knows what else they're putting in that stuff in your lungs? How many bodies do we have? I was talking to a kid yesterday, and we have one body. And if we blow that body, we're done.
Yeah.
You know, these things that the last thing that I saw, 9 people have died because of vaping. That they know for sure that's the cause.
Well, that's, you and I were talking about that during the break. I said those are the ones that you know that they actually went looking for that or felt it had that effect. But we don't know for sure at this point in time.
No, and it's so new that, I mean, wait another few years and see what kind of statistics and data comes out of this and health problems and crises.
Now, The hardcore dope heads, they don't want to hear that this is due to, or a lot of this is due to a THC or some kind of oil that has to do with THC, and that's what they're claiming causes. They shouldn't be mixing this oil with the vaping, with the this, with the that. Shouldn't be mixing anything to put in your lungs, people. But
these are, well, these are children, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
We don't even know. So how are they going to know what they should and shouldn't put in this thing? I mean, if it's out there, they get some high and they want to do it, they don't know no better. And the problem is society as a whole, we don't know.
No.
We really don't know. And they're trying to ban, what, flavored vaping now? Or, I mean, good.
I know.
I mean, it's a start, but ban the whole damn thing.
Right.
But think about that, though. Why do they have flavored vaping? Is it for adults?
No. Would you vape bubble gum something?
No. I mean, well, of course not. So why would they have gummy bears with THC? Adults or adolescents?
We know who they're marketing to.
They're marketing children. And here's the deal. When it comes to some kids, this tobacco company is always marketed adolescents.
Right.
Because if they get them under 18, they got them for 30 years.
Wow.
That's the statistics, 30-something years before they say, oh, my, I better quit. What do you think the vaping industry is doing the same thing?
Oh.
They're marketing children because once they have them, they have them for years.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. Then that's the time we're in right now. It's not about our kids anymore. It's about money. It's not about our health. It's about money.
No. Well, now, come on, Gary. They're telling us that the reason they're pushing vaping so much is it keeps kids from smoking cigarettes, keeps them away from putting that tar and nicotine in their lungs. Okay, yeah, sure. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. We'll let some people choke on that for a while. Joe Messina, your host. If you can't stand the anti-vaping, anti-dope conversation, there's 2,999 of the shows out there you can listen to. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump again denies pressuring the president of Ukraine to dig up political dirt against Joe Biden. He says a transcript released of his July call doesn't reveal any pressure. He was asked why his attorney, Rudy Giuliani's name, came up in conversation about Joe Biden.
He wants to find out, where did this Russian witch hunt that you people really helped perpetrate, where did it start? How come it started? It was all nonsense. It was a hoax.
The president of Ukraine also says he wasn't pressured.
That nobody pushed it.
But after reading the transcript of the call, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump acted improperly.
Today's release of the notes of the call by the White House confirms this behavior, which undermines the integrity of our election, the dignity of any presidency, and our national security.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back.
When I play the maraca,
you listen to the real side on GCN Live. Come on, little dance. We'll let you get the dance out of you, okay? Because I know some of you like to dance around the desk before you we get rolling. Joe Bustin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or if you want, you know, you want text alerts for the show and other things, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Let me bring him back on. We're having a conversation all of you don't want to have with your kids, but you should be having, not just your kids, even you know, I guess my kids are still my kids at my age, but some of the young adults in your house that really need to think this stuff through. Anyway, Kerry Quashin joins me. He's the founder and director of Action Family Counseling, and he's been sober almost, how long, 40 years?
Almost 39.
Almost 39.
Uh-huh.
Well, you don't look a day over. Would you quit two?
I had one.
So, you know, I've made fun of vaping forever on this show. I just don't get it. I don't get how anybody thinks it's okay to put liquid in your lungs, so to speak.
Right.
And then they're doing additives to it. They're doing chemicals to it. We're talking about adolescents whose lungs still haven't totally formed. They still got things going on in their body.
Lungs
just,
or their,
no sense.
Their lungs or their brain.
Right.
And we're okay with them smoking this stuff.
Yeah, you're seeing, and we'll talk about this more in a minute, but you're actually seeing physical changes to the brain from some of the dope that they're smoking.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's majorly affecting their motivation, their memory. I got kids that are getting bored with activities. You know, they used to like dance and they used to like baseball. They're dropping out right now. They're forgetting to do their homework. They're doing the homework. They're forgetting to turn it in. They don't want to get to first period. They don't want to be at social events anymore. So I'm seeing major stuff when it comes to kids. Not just kids. I'm even seeing it in adults, but it's really scary when I see it in adolescents.
And you see it more and more young adults. I don't know if I've seen many 50-year-olds.
Well, you want to hear something crazy? So I own rehabs, right?
Okay.
And I have the adolescent ranch up the street that I closed 2 years ago because no one wanted to put their kid in treatment because it's only pot. So now it's an adult place and we're booming. So now guess what? Because of the THC and how potent everything is, you know how long it's going to take me to find an adolescent bed now in a rehab? 2 weeks to a month waiting list.
Wow.
So what's now going on is now people are seeing their adolescents are really in trouble. So now I'm going to revisit opening the adolescent ranch again, because it's taken me 2 weeks to a month to get a kid into treatment. That's where we're at today.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty scary stuff. Now, psych hospitals, they could sit in an ER, and we're having this problem, too. These kids are smoking eating these edibles, right? And they're getting psychotic. Then they're ending up in ERs on a police hold, and there's no beds. They're sitting in the ER for 3 days. So I'm seeing all the stuff that nobody wants to talk about. You don't hear this on the news. It's not on TV, but I see it daily.
Carrie, but when you're talking to these parents, what are they saying? What are they thinking? Where is or was their mind at?
Well, the difference is I see the parents that are, the kids are in trouble. So when their parents come to me, they want help.
At that point.
Yes, I was at one of the schools last night. There was 60 parents, okay?
Wow.
And more kids than that. And I asked, how many of you are involved in this school? None of them. These are kids that just got caught that are ordered to this program.
Wow.
So it's really off the hook. But I'll tell you, it's changing a lot now, because I was running a group with a bunch of adolescents last week. There was quite a few. And we were talking about vaping. And, you know, almost every kid in that room said, yes, I know that I have to quit. I know it's bad for me. So when 6 months ago, you wouldn't hear that. But now if you watch the news and Facebook, you're seeing people are dying, and people are starting to go, whoa, maybe I ought to pay attention, but it's the same.
Oh, it's
the same thing as it used to be with cigarettes. Well, it's not everybody. I'll quit when I'm 18. I'll quit when I'm 20 or whatever it is. So we still have those thoughts. But at least people are starting to say, well, maybe there's something wrong.
I just had this conversation with a good friend of mine today about his kids and about kids in general. I'm saying parents aren't being parents anymore. And they're afraid to say to their kid, look, don't do that. You can't do that. Or as you know, in the past, you've had contracts with young people.
Right.
They're afraid to put boundaries down and stick to them with their children.
Well, they're not even, parents aren't parents anymore, Joe. You want to get me going?
Yeah.
We're in a different planet, different world right now.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, you know what the average parent, you know how much the time an average parent spends with an adolescent today?
It's got to be less than 15 minutes.
2 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
The average parent spends that much time with a 13-year-old and up. How was your day? It was good. How was school? It was okay. Do you have any homework? I done it. Are you hungry? I ate. You know what the very last thing a 14-year-old girl or boy does before they go to sleep? The very last thing.
I'm going to guess, but I'm telling you, I'm probably right. They sign out on either Facebook or Snapchat or Twitter.
Exactly. They grab their little phones or their computers, and they say goodnight to their friends in person, looking at them in the face. Okay, then they go to sleep. What do you think the first thing that kid does when they wake up, before they use the bathroom? Picks up their phone.
I'm surprised they don't take the phone in the bathroom.
Well, they do. They do. Before they do that, and we had this conversation last night, they do. But before that happens, they pick up their phone right when they roll out of bed, look at their stuff, look at their social media, see who's saying what, say a good morning to their friends, go to the restroom, they walk out, maybe mom or dad's still home, maybe they're not, they have breakfast or whatever it is, and they leave. They go to school with who? Their friends. So now they go to sleep with their friends, they wake up with their friends, they go to school with their friends, and then when they come home, who's waiting for them?
Yeah, the big influence is their friends.
Who's waiting for them when they come home?
Oh, when they walk in the door, usually nobody.
That's not true. Everybody. Social media. If not in person, their friends right here on their phone. They can look at them and talk to them, just like they're standing here. So now that, let's figure this out. They're with their friends 16 hours a day. They're with their parents 2 to 10. Who do you think's going to have more influence over that child?
Yeah.
Their friends or their parents?
Well, their friends, obviously.
Has to be.
Yeah.
And that's the times we're in right now.
The best commercial I've ever seen, and it wasn't even about what I'm going to tell you it is, was this young lady sitting at a dining room table,
mm-hmm.
and a commercial kept flashing back to her parents on bikes, out in the woods, in the trails, and she kept saying, I feel so bad for my parents.
they only have six friends.
Right.
Okay. And she has she had hundreds.
Right.
And she wants to help them become more social. So she's going to help them with their social media. And I'm thinking to myself, you haven't got any friends. They've got real friends.
And that's
you know?
Exactly right. I was told if you have, you know, a handful of good friends in your life, you're rich.
That's right. That's right. That's how we...
But these kids have acquaintances.
Yeah. Yeah, but they believe themselves, you know, to be friends.
Well, of course they do.
I watch the young kids being on a school board, the stuff that goes on in this town that I kind of keep my eye on. And there's one vape shop in particular. They're letting all the junior high school kids. I know what junior high school kids look like.
I know you do.
Right? They're usually the one with the 50-pound backpack, right? Because
right.
they don't know any better. But
right.
anyway, I watch them going into the vape shops. And they're not going in there to buy a can of Pepsi.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But they're going in there in groups, and they're all kind of cool, and they're trying to, you know, be cool with each other, I guess, or whatever.
Right.
And I don't know, how do you get to the parents?
Well, they're
kids.
They're friends.
How do you stop this?
Their friends are definitely more important today than their parents are to them. Because they're connected to their friends. So if you're connected to this group of people.
Yeah.
Who's going to have more influence, them or your parents that you have not really, you're not even connected to anymore? I mean, it's so crazy with social media. I'm not knocking it. I mean, these are great. They do a lot of good.
They help a lot.
Yeah, yep. But if you go to a restaurant, you could see Mob checking her Facebook, how many likes she got. You could see little Johnny texting his friends like crazy and dad zoning out. I mean, even when we're together, we're not together anymore. Families changed dramatically, and because of that, we're having a crisis in this country when it comes to everything. THC and adolescence, vaping, of course, cigarettes. I mean, I can go on for days.
But family used to have value, even to young people. Family used to have a place, if you would.
Correct.
You know, you went to grandma's, auntie's, somebody's house every Sunday. The family was kind of together. There was a unit that you dealt with many times a week. I don't think families... How many families that you deal with, of all the families, that actually have dinner together once a week? Once a week.
No, and we speak about this all the time at groups that I run and stuff, and when I speak in assemblies and stuff. And I hear it all the time from parents. Well, we try to have two or three a week, but it doesn't seem to work.
Doesn't work.
I mean, we live in...
We've got to go for a break, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold that thought, though.
You will.
Dinner's a good thing.
Hey.
Joe and Senior Host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live and many, many, many other stations across the country. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Also, as I keep telling you, we have picked up, I don't know, 4 or 5 stations this year because you guys actually called program managers and said, hey, why aren't you carrying this show, right? I make it easy for you to get. Head over to the Apple Store, the Android Store, the Google Play, whatever it is. You guys figure it out. You got the phones. You know how to do it. So if you can't get it in your area, you can always get it on your smartphone, and I do appreciate how many of you have already picked it up? How many of you have, already listened to the show and have commented to me from the app? If there's anything I can do to fix it, or if there's something you think we should have on that app, for instance, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and we'll do what we can. Let me bring it back on because I don't want to waste this time with all this gibberish. Kerry Quashin joins me. He's a founder and director at Action Family Counseling. And, Kerry, you've been... You and I've known you 10-plus years now.
At least, yes.
Yeah,
at least.
When I first got on the school board and years ago, even before that, I always had a heart for the young kids and seeing. You know, it's really funny. when you have people or kids in an affluent area, I used to joke about this, but it's so true, they just get a better quality of drugs.
You know, you're so right. You're so right. Because, I mean, people, I moved to Santa Clarita for a reason, okay? I moved here because I wanted my children to go to school here. I wanted them out of L.A. where I grew up.
Right.
And I wanted them in a nice area where I thought there were no drugs and things were good. Yeah. Okay, the
sure.
schools were great. I will give it that. And great things. I have no regrets about being here. But I'll tell you what, there's better drugs here than there are anywhere in a lot of other places. In L.A., they didn't have drugs as good because the money was not as much.
Right.
So where you have money, you have better drugs.
Listen,
Santa Clarita, Simi Valley.
There were Hummers in this student parking lots. Okay?
Right.
It's like, yeah, really? No,
you're right.
You know, we're not Beverly Hills. What's this all about?
No, these kids drive nicer cars than most parents do. And so there's money, and parents give kids money here. And because of that, there's a lot of drugs. I can tell you this. We had the kids talking to the parents last night in a party here in Santa Clarita for teenagers. You'll almost always find all kinds of drugs. It's all there. It's not just pot and alcohol anymore.
Yeah.
So well, it's something calls, we need to know.
I get calls from all over the country that say, you know, emails. They live in affluent areas or they live in nice areas or what have you, and they can't believe that the school is allowing this or that the police are. They're not allowing that. You're allowing it.
Right.
Your parents are allowing it. You get on it. You're not advocating your responsibilities.
Parents want the school. They want to blame the schools and society.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? When my children were young, it was my responsibility what went on with my children. It wasn't the school's responsibility at all. I mean, the schools has some responsibilities to do things. And I'll tell you what, here, I know that we do so much good in this school, and it is not okay for that here. But it starts at home.
Oh, yeah.
It starts at home.
Yep.
But remember what we were saying earlier? Parents spend between 2 and 10 minutes with their children.
I can't imagine.
It's supposed to start at home, so where does it start?
Yeah. Well, it has to start on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go. That's where but you know what? That's really sick because that's where children are learning everything today is social media. They're learning about drugs. Guess what else they're learning about on social media?
Oh, sex.
Sex.
Right, drugs.
Do you know on these little gadgets that we have, if you type the word porn in there, half a million sites of any kind of thing you ever want to see. And these 12-year-old and 10-year-olds have this in their hands.
I'll tell you what. I tell people all the time. The guys that do the porn, the programmers for porn, the best in the industry when it comes to programming.
Oh,
you know, they know how to hook people. They know how to get the SEO. They know about all of that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, unlike the old days where the magazines were behind the counter,
the old days, you know what? I used to get phone calls from parents saying, guess what I found in the bathroom? And I went, okay, Playboy. That's not that anymore.
Oh.
It's not Playboy.
Now you wish it was a Playboy.
Now you wish it was a Playboy.
Right.
Now it's
so
hardcore,
bad.
Whatever you want.
I know.
And your kids are watching this.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying get rid of their phones. I'm just saying talk to your kids. Educate them. Let them learn from you about dating, about sex, about what's safe and what's not.
Well, everything is not a big deal anymore. And it doesn't matter what it is. And it doesn't matter how it's going to affect you. We've taken everything down to let the kids work it out as they grow, as they get older.
Right.
That's like throwing the kids the keys to your car and say, go figure it out.
Like, hey, son, everything's a rite of passage now.
It's
like,
right?
Go do whatever you want. Have sex, use drugs, drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, have
and
fun.
Let me know how that works out.
When you figure it out, let me know.
Well, during the break, I did some Googling, and that's still legal to do, but there's been over, just in the last couple of months, there have been over 900 illnesses directly linked to vaping.
Right.
Now they're looking for it, if you would.
Right.
What about all that time before they didn't look for it?
You ever see that sign on Wilshire Boulevard about smoking deaths?
No.
No, it's a digital sign. If you sit there long enough, I mean, it's like 2 million, whatever it is. It's crazy. If you sit there long enough, you could just see the numbers going.
Just ticking off.
It's just ticking off. This isn't going to be any different because it's still, we're putting some kind of chemical in our lungs that cannot be good for us.
Right.
And I'm not saying short term. They're finding now short term stuff. You're right, 900 people short term. But wait 10 years if these people have been vaping for 10 years and putting whatever it is in their lungs. It's going to be a public crisis. You'll see, health crisis. It is. It has to be.
Yeah.
So it's really sad to see where we're going right now.
Okay. So where we might differ a bit, I'm not for the banning of this stuff. Right. I don't think that works.
Right.
Okay. Because look at smoking dope was against the law. See, right. That worked.
Right. Yeah, real well.
Yeah. And I actually think you're going to laugh at me because you're going to remember this. But remember the movie Reefer Madness?
Of course I do.
And I said to people, the government did the worst thing they could ever do with that movie because they went from zero to idiotic.
Right.
And all your buddies that were smoking dope were sitting there laughing at the movie because they'd already been smoking dope and they never had anything like that happen.
Yeah, it was not even close to real. Exactly.
Right.
Guy was going to jump out of a building, remember, and fly.
After he raped and sexually assaulted 17 women on the way to the window.
Right.
So... and the people sitting in that chair with the dumbest looks.
I remember it.
Right. And they do this all, you know, how about we talk to our kids in a proper and an adult way? Look, can you get away with smoking this stuff? Of course you can. Can you get a little high? Of course you can. But when you start smoking this stuff in this light, when you start doing these things like this, this is how it now affects you.
Right.
Do we not think they're smart enough to figure that out or to work with them?
The problem is, we talked about it earlier, parents aren't spending enough time with their children to do all that. Here's how they have that conversation, just like you did. And then it's done.
Yeah.
It's over. These conversations need to start when they're young. And parents ask me that all the time. When is it an appropriate age to talk to my children about drugs, sex, and all that stuff? And I'll say, as soon as they understand what language is. As soon as they understand your words, it's never too young to teach your kid because you need to hardwire your children when they're young right now about drugs and tobacco and all the bad stuff. Otherwise, they're going to grow up with this, seeing all the positive and not even knowing the negative.
Yeah.
So it's never too young. You need to speak to your children when they're young, period. End of subject. And it's not a conversation you have once, like Joe just did. It's a conversation you have how many times? All the time.
All the time. Every day, every week. Every opportunity you have, but again, it goes back to when it's so easy to get now. It's a Colorado, pretty much anything goes in Colorado, but you don't hear the numbers of the calls to the CDC there,
right.
And you don't hear how many visits to the emergency room has gone up, and actually how many young kids have gotten extremely sick because of your point with the gummy bears.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah, and we're actually even having pediatrics picking up cookies and candies and ending up in the ER because parents are leaving it around their older brother and sisters, and they don't know. They're eating a cookie or a candy, and they're getting high, and they're six. And they're ending up in the ER, I mean, almost psychotic. So it's pretty dangerous. I'm talking about it easy. I was driving down the street today, and every billboard, almost every billboard is having pot delivered to your house. And now I go out to my door, and guess what's on the doorknob?
Oh, God.
We deliver pot.
I know. The signs are great, though. Click, click, deliver smoke.
Yeah. Gosh.
At least you're not driving, though, right?
What a business. Everyone that I know that isn't sober is talking about how to get into the THC business now.
You know, Tammy and I were talking about this the other night, and I said, we had opportunities to get into this.
Right.
And because of our moral beliefs, our religious beliefs, we went, look, I can't make money on this.
Right.
Okay? And I know guys that are making a boatload of money off of this stuff. But not to the detriment of the kids.
Right.
Not going to do it.
And that's the hard part.
Yeah. Right. Well, again, to your point, the adults want to ruin themselves. Not much you can do about that.
No.
Right? But when it comes to the kids, they've been sold a bill of goods. Parents are being parents. And you just can't do that kind of damage. Anyway, Kerry, I always appreciate our time together.
I always enjoy being here.
We'll put some links up to your site. People, you need to be parents, as he was saying.
Yeah.
You need to do for your kids. And it might be uncomfortable, and it might make you feel bad, but you know what? You got to do what you got to do to be a parent. Anyhow, those kids, my favorite thing, they didn't ask for you. They're your responsibility. All right, next hour, we're going to talk about real health care. Really being able to take care of yourself and not being at the mercy of the insurance company. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.